Many people ask me if I ever really did box, as though they doubted it, and my only answer to that question is yes, I really did. I had 70 fights altogether, won one of them, and the fight that I won, of course, is the one I remember most vividly. I knocked my opponent down 8 times in the first round, and she got up and knocked me down, and it was quite a fight, and the crowd liked it, I know, but I used to do my road work on my motorcycle, and that could have contributed to my rather mediocre record. This was between the ages of 16 and 19, and by the time I was 21, I had done some motorcycle racing and hill climbing, and had played baseball, semi-pro baseball in Kansas City. I played second base. I used to roll the ball to first base on a play that people would come from miles around to see. I was the only one doing that, and naturally it was a standout play. I never threw the ball over the first baseman's head. They never could say that. I never put it in the dugout, and you've seen some of the great shortstops and infielders of the major leagues do that, have lost ball games. At any rate, I was a baseball player of sorts. I couldn't hit too well, and I couldn't field, I couldn't run, but I had everything else that it took to be a good ball player, and somehow just never wound up in the major leagues. I don't know why. I'll never forget the day that we were playing in Iowa in a field next to a farm, and I hit a foul ball that went over the fence and into a well on this farm, and my manager gave me the nicest compliment that I ever got in my career. He said, "Steele, that was a well-hit ball."